This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Joy 94.9, this is Ginny and Natalie on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Shaka Khan there, I'm every woman. It made me a little fluttery there because of Whitney Houston, of course. But let's keep our spirits up being here in America. Now, Zebu, we were talking before about celebrities being out and about here in this town, or in this state, should I say, being, you know, LA and everything like that. But one thing that we did a couple of days ago, we talked about before, was a no-hate photo shoot, which was started by celebrity photographer Adam Busker and his boyfriend Jeff Pashley, which was a silent protest where you take a photo posed with a piece of silver tape over your mouth and a no-hate tattoo on your cheek. Now, you may have seen our website, hersocietyonline.com.au, or even our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/hersocietyonline.
And all our photos, our main photo of Her Society is the no-hate photo where Natalie and I are posing with that photo. It's obviously a silent protest against Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage. So we thought it was very important to be a part of that and support it as much as we can. So the 25 Aussie girls we brought up with us, we took them to this photo shoot.
It was really good because they walked in and they saw all these photos on the wall and they were like, wow, look, it's Jane Lynch. Oh, my God, it's the Kardashians. Don't know why they said that. Oh, my God, it's Denise Richards. And, you know, there was Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz. So it was almost all these celebrities and also people you didn't know. That you would go, wow, they have been in this studio and they have stood up, well, via the silent protest for gay marriage. It was something that, it was a moment that felt really proud. And we've got a video as well of our No Hate photo shoot, just if you want to check that out, on hersocietyonline.com.au. And you can see our photo shoot and just how happy we were to be there and how happy I was because Ginny had a tape over her mouth.
Yes, we found two things that silenced me. Pretty girls and the no hate tape. And I even tried to talk with the tape and it didn't work. You were giddy and all full of glee when that happened. But I've got to say too, when I was speaking to Adam Busker, obviously he's taken over 20,000 photos of this. So it's been going on for 2 and a bit years.
22,000 photos.
22,025 if you include our shoots yesterday, but or a couple of days ago. But the funny thing is, I said to him, you know, it must take you ages to edit because, you know, he wants everyone to be proud of their No Hate photo, he said. He wants everyone to look at, you know, put it as their profile picture, and he wants everyone to look back at that and go, you know what, I'm proud to be a part of this campaign and I'm so proud of myself in this photo. It's a two-way reflective thing. And one thing I said to him too was, you know, how long does it roughly take you to kind of put all these together, edit it, and make it all swish? He said between 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
And he just got back from a shoot from another state, and he took 1,400 photos there. Because if that's 1,400 photos for 4 to 6 weeks, it's just nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Well, that was... I remember talking to him about that, too. He just came back from the Midwest, and he took 1,400 photos over 3 small towns. Imagine if he goes to someplace like Los Angeles, you know, and does a photo shoot there, and he goes to places like Boston. I remember him telling me last year he came back from a tour, and he took over 6,000 photos or something or from that whole tour of all these different cities. That's a lot of time editing, and that's a lot of dedication time sitting there in front of a computer going, you know, remove that mole or cover that pimple or make this look pretty. But when he took our photos, and you'll see on the video that he keeps snapping away, remember that? Like, he was just snap, 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 snap. So he would have taken about over 25 to 30 shots of us differently posing. And obviously would have had to choose, go through every single one of them and choose one out of all.
And one of his missions is, as a photographer, obviously if you're taking that mass amount of photos, being 22,000 so far, he said he wants everyone to individually represent themselves in each photo. And it's very hard to put 22 different poses or 22,000 different props or something like that. But the way he kind of tells you to do things, he's very quick. He's like, do a peace sign, do a shush sign, do this, do this. He's fantastic the way he does it. And obviously everyone has a different way of doing a peace sign, and everyone has a different way of putting a finger up to their lips, or everyone has a unique personality that comes out in the photos. And that's what I'm really, really impressed with, that he's taken so many different photos And no matter how many similar poses come out in each photo, they all come out differently.
That's true. And you know, funny thing is, when you and I got a photo done, what did you say to us? Grab each other's shirt.
Well, I initially grabbed your neck, which I don't know what happened. It was just instinctively like,
what? Come on. What? Actually, you did do that. And I grabbed your shirt. It was a nice photo. It was like, what? You want to kill me?
It's a photo of friendship.
Yeah, grabbing each other's necks and by the scruff.
Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. Whitney Mixon from The Real L Word will be stopping by. You're listening to Her Society with Ginny and Natalie.
Fueled by bubble tea.
Bubble tea?
Bubble tea.
Bubble tea?
Bubble tea. Bubble Woman, tea. I said bubble tea.
Bubble tea!
Oh my God, we need one right now.
I don't actually know this guest. Can you kind of introduce her to me?
You kind of look familiar.
Mm. I think I've seen you somewhere.
I think I've seen you guys, actually.
Was it like...
Really?
She's trying to make a drink.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Sort. Were you like at a market trying to make a drink?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't quite
I mean,
it.
That's what I'm known for, my drink making
abilities.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What Do you remember called? What you called it?
Shit.
Go
What's
on.
It called?
I'm going to give you two I'm going to give you two clues. One of the best beaches in the world and one of the best lesbian parties in the world.
Oh, Bondi. Wait, what did I say? Lick my Bondi.
Yay! So, ladies and gentlemen, lick my Bondi.
Lick my Bondi.
That's
we
right.
still have that blender, by the way.
Oh, good.
It's
good.
Signed.
Good.
It's
working yet?
I don't know.
Lick my Bondi is still in that blender.
Oh.
No, it's licked
it. Now it's like, don't go near my
now
Bondi.
Now it's trick my Bondi, yeah.
It's like fungus Bondi. Anyway, moving on. Well, it's been a while since we've seen you, six months.
It has.
Exactly.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you. It's good that you're hosting us in your home and taking the house, so it's nice.
Have you gone over the whole drama that you had back when the flying kangaroo crapped on you?
What? Flying kangaroo?
Oh, the airline. I remember how that
Oh, went. God, yes. The flying kangaroo. Yes, yes. Everything. Australia was off the hook. Off the hook. I'm like, kangaroo is flying. Sounds like fun. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Australia was a blast. Thank you for bringing us out there.
Hey, anytime.
Now, the question is, are you coming back?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it that because you want to come back, or is there actually something in concrete that you could tell us about?
I don't know yet, but I do know I want to come back, and I hopefully there is something concrete for sure. Is there?
Let's put it out in the universe.
Let's put it out there. It's happening. It's happening. I see it in the near future. If I had a globe of some sort,
we can see it too.
Yeah, it's actually really shiny at the moment.
Oh, good.
I can see it manifesting slowly.
Perfect.
Ever
perfect,
so slowly.
Perfect.
So tell us, what have you been up to season 3 of The L Word?
Yes, we're filming right now. So season 3 will be coming out in late summer.
Is it June for us?
I think it's going to be... Oh, right. So you're winter. I think it'll be coming out in July. I'm pretty sure, because we started filming a little later.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting season. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises. Ooh, people aren't expecting.
But we have read up something about a New York cast.
Yep, New York is included, and there's some new people, some old familiar faces, and some new faces, and some new drama and new big events.
Yeah, what's a lesbian series without a bit of drama?
Yeah.
I've got to ask. Now, LA and New York, from what I gather, there's a bit of rivalry between the two cities.
Yeah.
Do we see a bit of that in the show?
Well, I'm from New York. So,
really?
Yes. So, I mean, right now I'm like Switzerland. So, you know, I have love for New York, but I live here now and love it. So, there might be some. We'll see. I think we're filming at Dinah. So, so we'll see what happens at Dinah. We'll not obviously stay at Dinah. Yeah. So, we'll see if there's rivalries or.
Oh, East Coast and West Coast.
I know. Will they be rapping?
I hope so. I hope we watch like this. Like West Side Story. Yeah.
Right. We can hook that up. You can rap.
We'll sort it. No.
I can rap with a silent C at the front.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Silent C.
I can rap.
I like that. I can dance. Dance moves.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Anything you can tell us, something that's kind of coming up on season 3, like what to look out for without spilling too much?
I can't
just say no, keep everyone waiting.
I have to keep everyone waiting because there's momentous things that are
cool.
Coming to your screen soon.
Can't wait.
Momentous. I like your use of terminology.
Well, thank you.
Momentous.
I looked that word up before. I was like, word to use.
Wangle bangle.
Yes.
And what are you doing at Dinah? What are you hosting at one of the pool parties?
Yeah. I'm actually hosting a dating show, like a dating competition show on Friday that Cherry Girl is sponsoring. And I'm hosting it, and Romy and Rose are actually the ones that will be winning dates, or they are the dates. I don't know how it plays out. But an auction, but it's a competition, so...
That's right. We got the email from Whitney, but we were busy to be the auction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, we tried, yeah, but yeah. Our manager was like, no, you can't be a part of that. It's
yeah.
Just, you know, no one's going to eat Vegemite with you guys.
Yeah.
Or Tim Tams, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they would.
Really? Tim Tams.
Oh, we didn't put Tim Tams in the contract!
Damn it.
We'll figure that out.
I love Tim Tams.
So tell us, Winnie, you're hosting things now. You're hosting Juicy in LA, and you hosted it back in Melbourne. What's it like hosting? Is it something that you thought you'd get yourself into?
Well, I've always enjoyed a good festivity, so I've definitely been known to go to a party or two. So, I mean, like, it's fun to do. It's definitely fun to, like, get crowds involved and amped up and work with dope-ass DJs like we do in Juicy with Asha and Leslie. Yeah, it's fun. Like, I love it. I love talking to people, socializing, music, and it's pretty ideal.
Do you plan it? Or do you just go with it?
Do I plan...
the hosting, what you're going to say, or do you...
No, wing it. Wing it. Wing it. Depends what's going on, really. Yeah. No, imagine if I had a script, and I was like, ladies, pardon me, the following. Yeah. No, but I'm going to try that for the next
scripting.
GC. Yeah, scripting.
I find scripting only works on radio. Not that we script anything.
This
no,
was all scripted.
Not that we script anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teleprompters.
Yeah.
How was Kiwi, Raja, wait, Judy.
Oh my god.
Is it?
Yeah, Raja, yeah.
Raja.
Yeah, yeah, wow,
I
they're
like
fantastic.
Raja.
You need to come over and meet them.
I want
to
meet, which one's a chihuahua?
Judy and Kiwi.
Kiwi, I think
Raja's
Kiwi's my little
a tiger?
Favorite.
No. Raja's a tiger.
Raja sounds like a tiger.
Yeah.
Raja's a brown one.
She's the bigger one.
Bigger one.
Yeah, well, you guys have to come over.
I want to meet little Kiwi.
Yeah, she's a lot.
Because you're
to
Kiwi.
I want to go Kiwi.
She's a lot to handle. Yeah, she's a feisty little one. But feel free to grab her. She luckily doesn't have any teeth up, so you won't pull back a bloody stump. She's feisty.
That's so cute. Any more dogs in planning?
No, although we got a new roommate that moved in and brought one. And he has balls, and my dog is not spayed, so there might be more dogs in the near future. Hopefully not. I want to just leave like little doggy comments around and be like, guys, not while I'm, no, I feel wrong. I'm like, don't get any ideas.
What I like about LA is on every corner that I've seen these little dog grooming places. Like, everyone takes their shit seriously.
Oh, yeah, they take it very seriously here.
Yeah.
Their dogs, they get their nails done and everything.
Yeah.
There's like a little, where we're staying at on Santa Monica Boulevard, there's a little like a dog grooming place.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Yeah, I take my dog there as well.
It's like really. In a hardcore here with dogs.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Whitney takes her dogs there. If you come back and it's not there, you'll know where it is.
Yeah.
Check the Ramada.
You check the Ramada. Check the
Ramada. You bark coming out of room 349.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody there in room 349.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've got 25 Aussie girls that were brought over with
Yay.
Us.
Yay.
I
love Aussie girls.
Crazy.
Yeah. We're going to pull up to diner in 4 limos.
Seriously?
Yeah, we're driving.
Wow.
There's a boxing kangaroo that's out of one of them.
Nice.
So watch out for the gloves.
I love that.
It's black, yellow.
Amazing. So 4 limos full of Australian girls. That sounds like a good time.
We picked them up from the airport in limos.
Wow.
And we brought them to the hotel in limos. And we'll pick them up Friday morning.
Fancy.
Straight to Palm Springs.
So these girls are probably like living it up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They got champagne in LA. There's an interpreter
and they're
to help
going,
you guys understand what they're saying.
Okay.
So, it's expensive stuff.
Yeah,
well, this
is
how Australians roll. We picked them up at 10 o'clock was the first batch that arrived on Friday.
Yeah.
As soon as they got into the limo, they got out 20 minutes later, the whole champagne bottle was gone.
Oh, good. Yeah, of course.
It's 10
o'clock
in the morning.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, in your time, it's like 1 a.m. So it's good. And you're going back in time, so it's like you're healthy. You're like healing yourself as you drink. So it's good.
It's good defense.
Yeah.
I was going to say we're alcoholics.
Yeah, or that. Or that. Yeah.
We are. Yeah. We're having fun with them.
Good.
That's what I've noticed here in America. I don't know if you noticed when you went to Australia, but I think I went to KISS last week and the lovely Alyssa bought me a couple of drinks. And I normally don't drink, but the first drink was really strong. Do you guys double shot?
You're over poor. You guys are poor here, don't you?
I think we properly pour. I don't think we over pour as much as I like to call it we properly pour a drink.
So Society with Ginny and Natalie coming to you from Palm Springs in California. It is nearly hitting 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which means it's time for us to bounce off and make way for A Touch of Pink with Dennis and Dick.
Oh my God, bedtime.
Zibby, you can't be yawning here. We have to obtain a party profile.
But it's our bedtime.
I know, it's weird thinking it's nearly 7 p.m. back home in Melbourne, but thank you to everyone for your tweets and to your Facebook messages. Sorry we couldn't get back to all of them, but please know we are sending you lots of love and we do miss you.
Yes, and we're having so much crab time with all these 10,000 women.
Yes, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
See you next week.
See you next week. This is Ginny and Natalie. We will see you in 2 weeks' time on Her Society, but you can keep in touch with us via our Facebook.
Facebook.com/HerSocietyOnline.
Or check out our website, hersocietyonline.com.au. See you in 2 weeks, guys! Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.